This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. Wow, Detroit against Chicago in the playoffs again. But it's not the Pistons versus the Bulls. No, those days gone, over. It's Red Wings versus Blackhawks. Now, when was the last time that an NHL matchup actually meant something? Probably when Gordie Howe and Stosh Mikita were on the ice. If the NBA suits you more, though, than the NHL, you can call tomorrow, Game 7 Sunday. Howard Bryant is here. Thanks for joining us, Howard.
Good morning, Scott. Boy, you must be in all of your glory right now. You got to whip out the old Stan Mikita jersey.
I have to dust it off. Actually, I was a Bobby Hull guy. Bobby Hull guy.
Okay, Bobby Hull.
The
like
Golden
that.
Jet. Listen, you're a go-to guy. Who are the go-to guys going to be in tomorrow night's Orlando-Boston game? We're talking hoops now.
Well, Scott, I've already said my goodbyes to the Boston Celtics, even though I was going
to remind you a couple weeks ago, yeah.
I expect them to win tomorrow, but they are the defending champions. They're playing without Kevin Garnett. They've been gallant. They look like they're out of gas. However, they do have the heart of a champion. You're going to look for Paul Pierce, look for Ray Allen, look for Eddie House, who's had a great series. On the Orlando side, of course, look at the man in the middle, Dwight Howard, and Rashard Lewis. They're big and they're strong, and they're... I don't like the Orlando Magic necessarily as a championship-level team, but because they're such a weird offensive club, I've always said that outside-in clubs don't win in the playoffs. You can't win by launching three-pointers, but they've done it so far. Yeah. I think both of those teams will get steamrolled by the onrushing LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Lakers-Rockets is the other game 7 tomorrow. Everybody is so focused on, with delight, on the possibility of a Lakers-Cleveland final. Houston have a chance to upset that?
Houston has a big chance to upset that, and that's one of the things I like about this narrative is that we talk about this inevitability of the Los Angeles Lakers, and Houston has shown that they were a very tough team, even without Yao Ming. You've got Ron Artest and Shane Battier. They play defense, they play ugly, but they are on you, and if that game stays under 100 points, I think Houston will win it. It's just a question of whose style is going to be imposed on the other. If the Lakers get out and run and do what they do at home, I mean, they beat them by 40 points in the last game in Los Angeles, but then Houston came back and won at their place. So if it's a close, tight game underneath 100 points, I think Houston will pull the upset.
Okay, to pucks. Do the Blackhawks have a chance of beating the Detroit Red Army Wings?
Yes, they do, and I like it, my guy. I like Martin Havlat, the forward right winger for the Blackhawks. They're a young team. They've improved 17 points the last 2 years. And they, of course, to answer your question, have not met in a meaningful series in any kind of a regular basis since the early 1960s. And the Blackhawks' last Stanley Cup championship was in 1961 in 6 games over the Red Wings. And so...
not even I remember that, yeah.
I was going to say, you were there for that one, weren't you?
I was not, alas, yeah.
And the Red Wings are the defending champions, and they're obviously as good as they've always been, and they're going to be the favorites in this series. But I like the upstarts. I know Chris Osgood's a great goaltender, but the Red Wings are the Red Wings. But I'd like to see a little original six matchup. I want to go with the Blackhawks sentimentally.
And finally, you got a horse in the Preakness?
My horse, despite the Kentucky Derby party we had 2 weeks ago to raise money for the Lee Ella Farm here, I went with Pioneer of the Nile. I lost to Mind That Bird. I will probably lose again to Rachel Alexandra, but I'm going with Pioneer of the Nile 5-1.
Ooh, all right. Howard Bryant, thanks so much.
My pleasure.